Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily to worship God, pray to Him, and receive also from Him, listening to Turning Point. First thing, as you wake up, switch on your phone and tap the button to listen and engage whatever is on for the day, either the fervent prayers as we are praying or inspiring testimonies or teaching through insightful prayers, and then the healing prayers that shall follow. Then after Turning Point, do more prayers on your own, either praying in the Holy Ghost or praying in your understanding, or doing both. Then turn to Turning Point Daily Devotional Prayer Booklet, hard or soft copies. It is published by me, and it will be sent to your phone once you subscribe to it. Turning Point, a global family all over, please subscribe to that daily devotional platform through your phone. Now do the short Bible study that you see there. Pray the prayers for the day. Follow how to read the entire Bible systematically through in 1 year. Let all the new TPGF members do that so you can grow your spiritual life. For subscription and subscription renewal, chat with Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so today if you have not done so already. Welcome also to Friday, February 2, 2024. Today is dated 2/2/2024. Double blessing happening ready for you today. This is the fifth day of our personal, intensive, energetic, fervent prayers on this platform. Someone sent me a message that I'm too fast leading the prayers. James chapter 5 verse 16 says, the effectual fervent prayers, read it, effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. Prayer has to be fervent to be effective and effectual. Fervency means the degree of heart. You must feel it and do it persistently. Amplified Bible says, the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous accomplish much because it is dynamic. So let's make it hot, make it strong, make it dynamic. Let your heart feel it. Mighty miracles will follow this prayer series. Say amen. First prayer today is from Job chapter 1 verses 9 and 10. Then Satan answered God, is Job serving you for nothing? Have you not made a hedge around him, his household, and all that he has? You have blessed the work of his hand, and his substance has increased in the land. There are many prayer points in these Bible verses. Now, pray with all your strength. Say, oh God, make a hedge of fire around my life, around my family, around my children, around my career, around my business and assignment. Make a hedge of fire around me. Surround me with fire. Surround my family with your fire. Surround me as you surrounded Elijah with chariots of fire that the king of Syria could not touch him. Surround me with chariots of fire. Surround me with holy angels of fire. Let no power or force feast on my destiny. Take me and my household beyond the reach of the enemy. Make me too hot to handle, too high to pull down, too blessed to be cursed. Enemies, I'm above you in Jesus' name. I'm seated with Christ, far above principalities and powers. I am too hot to handle. I am too hot to be swallowed up. I am too hot to be killed. Second prayer, same scripture. Satan said, you have blessed him on every side. Pray with energy. This is a prayer that must be answered with your children. Say, oh Lord my God, bless me on every side. Bless me on every side. Bless me when I go out. Bless me when I come back. Bless me on my job. Bless me in my business. Bless my platform. Bless my network. Bless me spiritually. Bless me materially. Bless me financially. Bless me mentally. King Solomon said, God has given me peace and rest on every side. My Father, give me peace on every side. Peace in my body, peace in my marriage, peace in my children, peace in my home. Give me all-round peace. Peace with God, peace with people, peace in my soul, peace in my spirit, peace in my body. I prophesy all-round peace. I prophesy all-round peace. I believe it, I receive it, I become it in Jesus' name. Third prayer also, in that same Bible verse, Job chapter 1, verses 9 and 10. Thou hast blessed the work of his hand and increased his substance in the land. That was Satan's testimony of a righteous man of God. It is your turn. It is my turn. Pray with energy. Open your hand and stretch it out, whether you are still in the house or you are outside. Say, my Father and my God, bless the work of my hand. Anoint me. Anoint my hand. Whatever I use these hands to do, cause it to prosper more and more. Oh, prosper. My work, prosper. The work of my hand, prosper. Bless everything I do with this hand. Let my business grow. Cause my career to grow. Breathe on my investment. I prophesy growth. I prophesy expansion. I prophesy increase. Nothing dies in my hand anymore. As 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes grew in the hand of the disciples to feed 5,000 men with leftovers, let money grow in my hand. Let business grow in my hand. Let resources grow in my hand. I prophesy to you, my hands, hear the voice of the Lord. Everything and all things that I engage you in doing, grow, increase, multiply, replenish my hand. Receive God's anointing for strange increase. I shall not beg to eat. I shall be giving out to people. I shall be giving out to project. I shall be giving out to God's kingdom. My hands becomes giving hand. You are not begging hands. You have become giving hands in Jesus' name. Everyone do this. After this prayer, wash your hand and anoint both hands. You will see what will start happening to you from today. Super abundance in everything. These are Holy Ghost inspired prayers. God led us into these prayers. We were not doing it like this before. Something new has entered TPGF. A new fire has come upon this altar. TPGF all over the world, you shall greatly increase. You shall multiply miraculously. Next prayer. Satan said, you have increased him in the land. Increase in the land. Let's pray for increase in the land, in the country where you are. This is a powerful prayer point. Stretch out your hand out, whether you are inside the house or outside or walking along or driving, wherever you are. Speak to the land. Speak to the city. Speak to the country. Speak to the atmosphere where you are. Say, oh Lord my God, increase me in this land. Increase me in this country. Increase me in this land. That same year, Isaac sowed in the land and he reaped 100-fold returns. Increase me 100-fold this year. Increase my family. Increase my children. Increase my ministry. Increase my effort. O ye land, hear the voice of the Lord. Yield increase for me. Yield 100-fold increase. Yield 1,000-fold increase. Yield 1,000,000-fold increase. In the name of Jesus. Say amen, amen, and amen. When you have time, take a little soil or a few stones in that atmosphere where you are. Prophesy to it and drop it back to the land. These prayers must be answered. Things must change for you. God must be glorified in everyone's life. Next prayer, still in Job chapter 3, verse 25. Job said, for the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of has come to me. Wow. Pray with energy. Pray with strength. Say, I reject that in Jesus' name. My fears shall not happen. What I greatly fear shall not happen to me, shall not happen to my children, shall not happen in my business. I have not received the spirit of fear, but of love, of power, and of a sound mind. I am under a better covenant than Job. My fears shall not happen. I have no fear. I have faith, and by faith I shall prevail. I will be victorious. I will fulfill God's purpose for my life. I shall return with testimonies in Jesus' name. Say amen, amen, and amen. Now, let me round it up for us in prayers. Be responding with amen, I receive it. You shall receive answers to your prayers. God has said amen to your prayers today. Testimonies shall follow. Doors of help, doors of assistance, doors of favor, doors of increase, doors of promotion, doors of invitation, doors of approval, doors of payment, doors of traveling, doors of patronage shall open for you and your children everywhere you are. In the name of Jesus, everyone, you are blessed. The anointing of God has come upon you. No more tears, no more regrets, no more losses, No more delays, no more barrenness, no more pains, as God brought TPGF to a new order of prayers and ministration. Every listener, receive a new order of doing things, receive a new order of thinking, and a new order of result in Jesus' name. Say amen, amen, and amen. Wow, you have it already. Please put a battle seat behind these prayers if you can. Before the close of day, before you go to bed today, you will see the hand of God in a strange way. Join us later this evening on Ask a Question broadcast, regular time, 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Nigeria time. Ask a Question broadcast that comes up on Mondays and Fridays shall soon be restructured also. It will become TPGF Global Prayer Hub with fervent prayers as we are having it now. I will let you know. Month has ended. So if you are a monthly tither, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, your vows, and the seed of 222 we are sowing this month, do so as God give you the grace. Remember also the 7 years of flourishing season that God promised us. And I hope you have put your prayer need to the TPGF Global Prayer Altar in Lagos. Do so, and I give you the mail address there. And remember to back it up with the seed that God called for. Tomorrow morning is our communion service online. Prepare your communion element today. The seed of 2222 for this month, people are already sowing it with zeal and with passion. Testimonies are coming. As many tools as you can. 222,222 naira 22 kobo. 200,222 naira 22 kobo. 50,222 naira 22 kobo. 22,222 naira 22 kobo. 2,222 naira 22 kobo. As many tools as God gives you the faith and the grace to do. All members abroad in diaspora, do with the currency of your land, send it to our PayPal account with you. And if you want us to send you the commission's account for your regular tithing and all the seed we teach, we preach and promote, send a chat message or please send me the commission's account to +234 809 789 4000. Do so now, that line only. I speak to everyone's life today. You will never be the same. This month has opened for you. It will drop honor. It will drop mighty miracle. A total turnaround. A repositioning. The power of God will light on you. No death. No sickness. Everyone that may be sick, listen to me now. Receive your healing. The Lord will propel you to a higher height. In Jesus' name. Are you being blessed with this prayer structure and the way it is coming? Let me hear your views. Talk to me and give me testimonies. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. TPGF, truly blessed. Bye.